Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I got Misha's Kitchen yesterday, got some soup. It was delicious. They were in Barry. I'm like, that's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sort of offering, oh, do you want any like takeaway cutlery? And I said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to go back to the office. I won't get throwaway cutlery. I'll do the sustainable thing and have it there. Got home, back to work, and there were no clean forks. I had noodle soup. I can't eat noodles with a spoon.
No, you can't.
So I had like a choice of a knife and a spoon. I'm like, what do I do here? Do I try and just like grab two knives and use them as chopsticks for the noodles?
Secret third choice, you could have just washed a fork.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. And in the end, look, luckily we had a plastic fork somewhere in the drawer. So I basically didn't save anything or... It was pointless. But it did make me think, like, what is the essential cutlery that you actually need? Because in Malaysia and a few other countries, I believe, if you go out to, you know, eat and you're being provided with Western cutlery, I think you're only getting, it's either a fork and a spoon or a knife and a spoon. You're never getting all three.
Right.
And I just kind of wonder what is, if you had to strip it back, if you had to find yourself in my situation where they're only... two out of three main cutlery utensils. What's the best situation? Brooke, you're arguing for a spork. I don't think it counts. If we open it up to sporks, we can just nullify the whole question because all we really need are chopsticks and a big soup spoon.
No, but like, what else is there? There's forks, knives, spoons, sporks, cutlery.
I'm asking you to make a choice. You're introducing a whole new category.
I'm saying we get rid of spoons and forks and replace them with a spork.
That's not a choice.
It is a choice. I'm very... You want prongage, as you call it, which is a great word for it. A spork's got it all. There's prongage. There's a bit of spoon concaveness.
A spork is great when you're 6 years old and have to eat a kiwi fruit?
No. You can get a kiwi spoon for that.
Well, true. Stop introducing things, Brooke.
We did put out the call, though, at 858-23-931. And Ben from Barmer has called through. Ben, what cutlery are you getting rid of?
Well, we can get rid of two pieces of cutlery.
Oh,
okay. But clearly, we don't need spork. We don't need forks and we don't need spoons because we have the wonderful spork.
Say it ain't so.
Sorry, Bob, but you're wrong.
Wouldn't you rather have at least one utensil that is doing its job to the fullest rather than some useless in-between compromise?
Well, you know, Switzerland, they make this thing called the Swiss Army Knife. It's great. It does everything. I'm pretty sure that's got a spork on it.
It's still mainly a knife. I don't think anyone's going... You don't have a
that's
drawer...
That's not a knife, mate.
You don't have a top drawer full of Swiss Army knives. It's not cutlery.
A spork
all
the way.
I'm going to give you a top tip. Don't come around to my house.
I'm with you, Ben. I agree. Sporks rule. We don't need anything else.
You've made a mockery of the question, both of you.